You're listening to Marketing News Canada, Canada's number one show featuring the brightest minds in marketing, PR, and digital advertising.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing News Canada. I'm here to introduce Kelsey. Kelsey Bentz is an artist, producer, and live streaming expert, which is great. She was helping me out. She currently works at StreamYard as the Senior Customer Success Manager and the Head of Production. She joined the StreamYard team in 2020 as their fifth employee and has loved being on the adventure as the company has grown and expanded. Kelsey does private, individualized live stream consultation and production, as well as tech support for virtual events. In 2020, Kelsey created, designed, produced, and hosted her own live stream interview show called Avenue A Live, where she interviewed fellow artists from the theater industry. You can find her on her site, kelseybentz.com. Kelsey, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. What an intro.
How many staff are at StreamYard now today?
Oh my gosh. I actually don't even know. I think we're in the hundreds now.
Hundreds. Okay.
It's still a fairly small team.
Yeah.
I don't even know the exact number, and it's crazy how much things have changed since when I joined.
And based in New York, I think you're in New York. Okay.
Yeah.
I find this fascinating because the only other time I've done live was the amazing Jill, who is a Google expert, who has a very awesome TikTok stream, and we decided to go live. And so she, on her end, was actually streaming live on her TikTok.
Nice.
So she had actually a little TikTok set up. So, I would love to stream live on my Instagram as well, but there's no connection to Instagram yet, correct, on StreamYard?
Not yet.
Okay, not yet, and no TikTok yet.
No TikTok yet. We're chomping at the bit on both of those.
Okay. So I could manually do it though if I set it up physically in my space with little phone holders.
Right. Okay. Exactly. So that's usually what we recommend as a workaround.
But the only thing is, so she did it. She was okay in her end, but because I'm wearing headphones, it wouldn't work though because they would only hear one side of the conversation.
That's right.
Which would be awkward.
That's right.
but for this, the only other time I've gone live was actually in Canada, at least, and LinkedIn slowly rolled out LinkedIn Live for people. And so I had the chance to go LinkedIn Live. I got like the approval. And so the guy who got me the approval went live with me. He actually worked at LinkedIn and he was amazing. But the problem is it doesn't exist anymore because I never recorded it anywhere. So we went LinkedIn Live. So it never became a podcast episode. It never, mm-hmm. We couldn't do anything post-production with it. But this episode and my episode with Jill, both are being recorded right here within StreamYard, and our podcast producer, Brayden, says that the quality is amazing and good enough for podcast.
I mean, if I do say so myself, I would agree. Yeah. I think we have a lot of podcasters who use the platform. I mean, StreamYard was born as a live streaming platform because it has like the video components and the branding, you know, logos and lower thirds and all of that. But we love our podcasters, and many people love to do the live aspect and utilize the comments from social media. But then, of course, you know, download the MP3 audio and edit it in post and still use their podcasting platforms afterwards. So that's totally possible.
And me being able to go live, I can go live on my company page and I could go live on my personal page. Is that correct? If I've been given approval from LinkedIn?
Well, for LinkedIn specifically, they only allow you to choose one at a time.
Yes. Okay. So we're doing company today. Okay.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? Yes, actually Friday when I was prepping for this, I actually was on LinkedIn and I saw someone doing a LinkedIn Live, and it was actually in her banner photo. So when I went to her page, her banner image was changed into a live video stream. It was amazing.
Oh, that's really cool. I actually haven't seen that yet.
I think that's it. Yeah, maybe we'll try it next time. Well, if I go stream live, maybe it will be on my personal live banner as an option.
That's super cool.
But tell me about it, especially when it came to a time of life where we all were working from home a lot and you could no longer gather in large gatherings. And just to use one example, like I imagine churches, for example, were maybe some of the biggest kind of organizations that wanted to live stream something every week. Did you see churches using your platform and other religious gatherings?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Churches were a huge one. And theater was another huge one.
Okay.
Like all of the organizations and groups who relied on in-person gathering with large audiences, we really saw churches and theaters being the two top. They were like, how do we, you know, stay connected with our communities during this time where we cannot gather in person? So a lot of people came to StreamYard, and I started on the support team. So I was doing tech support during 2020. And just, it was during such an interesting time, right? Because it was when everyone was trying to figure out tech. Because a lot of us didn't, you know, even me, like when I joined the support team, there was so much I didn't know because my life wasn't in tech before. I didn't need to be. Everything was in person. So it was a big learning curve for both our team on the StreamYard side, but also, you know, teaching people how to bring their, you know, congregations and their organizations virtual, and how to incorporate all the different elements, whether that be the choir or, you know, the musicians or the screen share, all of that.
Yeah. And what I like about StreamYard, and this is one thing I find so fascinating, is that you do have the option. You could go live, you know, directly on Facebook or directly on LinkedIn or YouTube, but I haven't seen the ability to get the raw file of it, so for post-production. And secondly, not everyone is on those platforms anymore. It seems like if you have a big enough audience, like some people are way more comfortable on Facebook versus LinkedIn versus YouTube versus Twitter versus maybe Twitch versus, you know, Reddit or some other, you know, digital community. And so you have the ability to almost be on almost every platform thanks to StreamYard.
Right. Yeah. You can connect everywhere. You can multi-stream up to 8 places at a time so that you can really grow and expand your community and reach them wherever they're at. Cause that's one of the main priorities. Like when the founders, Gage and Dan, were designing StreamYard, they were like, you know, ease of use is a big, big thing, but also they're so keen on helping people connect with one another. So we connect with all these platforms where you can reach your entire audience. And then you can also, we incorporate the comments from those platforms. So like all of your YouTube chats and your Facebook comments and your Twitch comments, those will all filter into StreamYard so that you can incorporate those into your live broadcast.
That's incredible. That's incredible. And the quality, like that's the other thing that people worry about. Like, you know, when people record podcasts on Zoom, there's nothing wrong with it, right? But I think what's unique though is here is that you get the option to do stereo quality. You get the option to like turn off echo cancellation, all those things that, you know, true podcasters who are saying, I want good quality audio, you know, worry about.
Absolutely. Yeah, the designers really walk the line between having it be a really simple and easy to use platform, which is one of the reasons I love it, but also incorporating really high quality production value and production level features that allow higher level, you know, broadcasters, live or podcast or whatever, be able to utilize the platform. Because we wanted it to be more than just a meeting space. You know, Zoom is great for meetings, and you can have a large number of people on screen at the same time, and that's awesome. But StreamYard wanted to come in with more production value that kind of takes your live content to the next level.
It's amazing. I remember over you know, this last couple of years, an app launched, and it was the epitome of exclusivity, because it was like it was at first only for Apple users. You had to get an invitation, right? And it was almost like this very niche community. But I feel like StreamYard is the opposite. It's like, hey, you've got a great production of Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. We're going to make sure everyone who's on whatever social channel they're comfortable on can get it and has access to it, whether they're on an Android, Windows, BlackBerry, iPhone, or whatever.
Right, exactly. And we're going to help you connect to wherever you want to connect to. Wherever your audience lies, we'll help you get there, whether that's even a custom destination. Other than social media, you know, we can do that as well.
It's amazing. So speaking of America, one time I went down to visit Seattle, and it just so happened the hotel where we were staying at next door, there was a theater that had some tickets left over for a production of Screwtape Letters. And I went in there, we were like, my wife and I, we had some time to kill, and so we went in, and it was the most beautiful thing because it was a two-person play where it was a person reciting letters, and it was a person that was acting as a demon running around kind of playing a violin and kind of transcribing these letters. And it was the whole book is about letters going back and forth. And so then he would read the letter from his uncle, then he would write a letter back. But it was beautiful, the production. And so, but also the vibrancy of live theater is that energy. Because, you know, like the violinist could break the bow, right? Or the person could forget his lines.
Right.
And I think that energy, you know, is what is, I can't think of any a better place for live experiences online. And so tell me about the live theater. Tell me about theater using this platform.
Yeah, that's a great question. So my background is in the theater. I'm a theater artist. I got my degree in acting. You know, I still do acting to this day. But obviously in 2020, everything in person shut down. So I was really faced with Like, how do I, as a theater artist, how do I stay connected with my theater community? And how do we continue to create in this virtual space, in this virtual landscape? Because it wasn't really something that was on my radar or many of my, you know, friends or good colleagues' radar at that time. So, you know, with StreamYard, I joined the team, like I said, on the support side of things. And it was at first very separate from my thought of being a theater artist. Like, I held those two things very, you know, one in each hand. But as I became more familiar with the platform and started seeing all of the things that it can do, and as I, you know, more and more theater communities came to us and they were like, oh, we found your platform. We want to use it to create our show. And like, here's what we're doing. Can you help us solve this and this technical dilemma? That got my wheels turning. And I realized that, you know, live streaming really is like the best online alternative, I would say, to in-person theater. It doesn't match it. It doesn't even get close, but it's the best alternative because you can still be in the present moment with someone, right? Like, whether you're in different time zones or whatever, like, we're live right now. And that's really beautiful, even though I'm just in my living room and, you know, you're in your studio, like, we're still together and we're still live. And then with StreamYard as well, I mean, not everyone utilizes this specific feature, but the comments function, you can be in real time with your audience and bring those comments into the studio. And StreamYard has this function where you can show some comments on screen, so you can interact with your audience in that way in real time. So cool. Yeah. And it is, it allows you to stay connected and grow your community even from afar. So I guess in terms of theater, I saw some really creative productions where it kind of melded the theater aspect, but also film a little bit, right? Because we're on camera. And so you can kind of do different things when you're bringing theater fully virtual that StreamYard allows you to do. So yeah, I saw some really cool things. I made some cool things myself. Yeah, I'm happy that we're moving back in person, though. Yes, I'll be honest. Yes, specifically yeah. For theater, it's vital to be with an audience.
Yes, yeah. And feed off the audience, I imagine.
That's right.
The back and forth of that.
When you do a performance and you don't hear anything, like, you don't hear any laughs or cries or applause or anything, it's a very strange feeling.
Yeah, yeah. And I think, too, it's like in the back of one's head is like, if it is digitally, it's like, oh, what kind of, you know, what kind of superpowers are they using right now? Or is it actually pre-recorded? Because you hear about people who, you know, again, this is, I'm going to nod to StreamYard's ability. You can actually pre-record stuff and make it go live. And, and I'm, for those that can't see this, I'm using parentheses, live. But really, it's not actually live.
Right, right. Yeah, there's a lot you can do depending on what you need to do. Yeah. Some people, you know, they want to be really consistent with their content.
Yes.
But they, you know, for example, can't make one of their shows or they have an emergency or something. So you have the option to pre-record and then send that content out, quote unquote, live, like you said.
Yeah.
But yeah, it does not replace that vitality of the in-person audience, of course.
And I've seen people in Canada who have created like news shows using Twitch, but if you go on the, you know, StreamYard, you can do a news show. Like, we could do a live in-person news show in the moment. But again, it broadcasted on all the places where people may be, because, you know, they may not have a Twitch account or may not know Twitch or feel comfortable in the Twitch world for some reason.
Right. That's right. Yeah. That's something that I ventured into during the pandemic, as I put together, like, okay, I think my love for theater and my, you know, live stream prowess, if you will, I was like, I think I can use those two things together. And one of my biggest sort of, the hardest things for me during the quarantine was that I was so far away from my community. I live in New York, but I quarantined on the West Coast. So like, my artistic community was here and I was across the country, and I just was like, it was so shocking how disconnected I felt. So I decided to create a live stream show to interview fellow artists about their careers, about really whatever. I just wanted to like talk to people in the moment live and be able to, you know, build an audience and share resources. And I was able to interview some really, really awesome artists and talented people who, we were all in the same boat. And that was something that was quite special, was that I was able to contact some pretty big, like, Broadway names, and they were available because they were out of work too. Like, we were all in the same boat artistically. Yeah. And so, yeah, it was a cool way to, utilize the live stream space to connect with my artistic community.
That's incredible. And tell me more about brands, like brands that are using it right now. So those that are agencies listening that represent brands, or those that are working brand side, have you seen some kind of ways that people have used it to grow their audience, grow their community, market their product or service?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think, you know, as TikTok and Instagram and like video becomes such a big way to market and to connect with people, live streaming is getting even bigger and even more sort of press, I guess, if you will, or more people are interested in it. And with StreamYard, there's a lot of ways that you can bring your brand straight into the platform, which makes it really easy, in my opinion. Like, you can bring your logo in and all of your colors and all your customized everything. There's a lot of easy ways to bring your branding into StreamYard. With my show Avenue A, that live stream show I was just talking about, I created, this was just for fun for me, but I created like a whole brand for it. I had a color and I had a font and I had, you know, an intro video that I incorporated into my live content. I had a countdown timer. I like made all of these branded elements that matched and were cohesive. And I like created the whole thing and I brought all of those elements into the StreamYard platform so that every time I went live, there was the Avenue A branding and layout and logo and all of that. And that was just super fun for me. And it helped me, you know, get the word out and market my show because I had, you know, a cohesive look and a font and all of that, that, people were drawn to. That was really fun.
That's amazing. Now, next steps for StreamYard, like trends that are coming up that you're following and watching and you're just so excited that, and it may not be specifically StreamYard, but maybe just live streaming in general.
Yeah. So in the live streaming space, what we're seeing a lot more now and sort of like discovering as we go is the hybrid world, which means as events go back in person, a lot of people still want to utilize the live streaming space because it is undeniable that you can reach a way greater audience when you're virtual, right? Because you're not just serving the people in the place that you are, you can reach whoever, which is really valuable and kind of unmatched in the in-person events space. Yeah. So what we're seeing now, and on the production side of things at StreamYard, I'm head of production. So I'm working with clients who are starting to do in-person events again. Yeah. But are also filming them for the people who can't make it or the people who, you know, circumstances prohibit them from being there. So that is the hybrid world is sort of what I think the future holds in terms of live streaming events, because in person is great. You know, like that's never going to be fully matched, I think, by anything else. So I'm excited that events can go back in person. You know, like I said, the live stream space is, it has undeniable kind of benefits. Yeah. So figuring out how to do both and being able to live stream your in-person content is what I think is kind of the future. And it comes along with it has its own learning curve. You know what I mean? Yes. Like live streaming from your living room is a lot different than live streaming from a venue where you have, you know, professional cameras and you have multiple inputs and you have like the tech side of things is completely different. So that's a new learning curve for a lot of people.
Or a team that's monitoring the chats. I've seen that actually. Someone went live and they were like, no one was doing the chats or the support.
Right. Right. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You have to think of all of the different elements that come along with, you know, if you're in person, your team is probably busy being on site. Yeah. So who are you going to have on the live stream side of things? That's where I come in.
So that's incredible. So I've seen it where there's like Hop In was an example. A friend used it for an event and I loved it. Mm-hmm. And there was, 'cause I got invited to so many different softwares.
Yeah.
And Hop In had this cool ability where you could like network and it would kind of put you with random people like chat roulette or whatever.
Yeah.
But I think there's that model, like even in Canada, like they're trying to get universities back to live in person, but then there's all these students that are protesting and writing survey, like not, or things and saying no. And they're saying, well, give us hybrid. Like, sure, those that want to go in person, great. But those that don't, why don't you run both? Because all you got to do is, these days we've learned, is set up a really good camera, good mic, and it's doable.
It's totally doable.
Yeah.
It's totally
and you can
doable.
Ask questions during class even.
Right. Yeah. If you have the correct audio setup, you can totally do that. A friend of mine who's a fellow producer, his name is Matt Schick, and we work together a lot. He has this awesome example where he ran this event that I think it was, the client was, it was like a family event of some kind, and they held it in this venue, and it was hybrid because one of the, like, the elders couldn't make it. They couldn't travel during this time.
Yep.
So they set this really cool setup where they were able to, you know, have, I think it was the grandpa, they were able to live stream him in and have him on a big screen in front of, you know, the rest of the family. And they worked out the audio so that he was able to see them really clearly and vice versa. And the audio worked and it was so almost cool. As if he was there with them. And that's just like, so I love that example because that's what's possible with this hybrid concept. You know, you can still incorporate the people who aren't able to travel.
Yeah.
And it's really, it's heartwarming.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
It's almost like I throw back to pre. I remember, like, we, funny enough, we use Zoom a lot at our agency because we're in Langley and we had a lot of clients outside in Vancouver, which is only an hour away, but still, it's a drive. So we'd say, let's go on Zoom, or we'd want to do a quick connect. And people weren't really adopting Zoom pre-COVID yet, but then everyone's getting Zoom. But it was like Skype was that option, and Skype was always so buggy, and there'd always be these awkward Skype live. Like, I remember being in, you know, events, and we're in live stream this person in using Skype, and it would always, or the sound wouldn't work. But these days, I think just the level of internet, the quality of understanding for live streaming just seems to be understood, and news anchors are using it all the time now, although a lot of the news stations still use Skype because of the quality of it. But you see Zoom and Skype in the bottom corner of news stations all the time on TV.
Yeah, so. Totally. Yeah, it's interesting how fast we all adapted to the virtual world because it was just a necessity, you know. But I didn't know how to use Zoom or Skype or anything before the pandemic hit. And now, like, I'm on all these platforms, and it's crazy how we've all adapted.
Yeah, no, it's incredible. Now, tell me about, for you, working at StreamYard and the stuff that you're seeing as far as, like, what's happening in New York and other tech, do you see StreamYard, like, integrating with other channels and other platforms at the moment? Like, do you guys talk to Squarespace, which is also in New York, or other, you know, kind of in Vancouver, for example, we have like Hootsuite and Unbounce and, you know, so Later, some really cool, you know, kind of MarTech companies. Do you have that world in New York, or is it New York's pretty big compared to Vancouver, I imagine?
So. Well, that's a good question. StreamYard is fully virtual, so we don't actually have a headquarters. So in New York, but StreamYard itself isn't based anywhere. You know, our founders are on the West Coast and I'm over here. A lot of our support team is over here. So we kind of pride ourselves on being everywhere and sort of not having an official like home base, I guess.
Oh, that's cool. You just happen to be from New York.
I just happen to live here and I work, we all are remote and to answer your question though, we definitely, there's a lot of features in the works that will allow us to integrate with companies who want to stream, but not on social media, right? Because that was kind of something we ran into where now that we're working more with like enterprises, before it was very self-serve. Like it was just sort of the random regular person, if you will, who was wanting to live stream. That was what StreamYard was for. Yeah. But we're expanding now to work with more enterprises and bigger brands and bigger corporations on a team level. And we have a lot of features in the works that will allow us to sort of like integrate a little bit better into more private, you know, destinations, if you will, or like allow corporations to stream and utilize the platform, but not for social media because that's not always relevant.
Like maybe internal staff meetings type
right.
of thing.
Exactly. Okay. And like being able to embed on their customized like private page or whatever the case may be. So StreamYard's making a lot of changes and feature updates that are coming out. And I'm excited for that. Like I think 2022 is going to be an exciting year feature-wise for the StreamYard platform.
That's incredible. That's incredible. Yeah. How you feel about jumping into a rapid fire round?
Ready? Let's do it. Let's go. Yeah,
this is where we're on. what was your first ever job?
I worked at a gym and I folded towels.
Okay. Nice. Yeah. Night owl or early bird?
Early bird.
Okay. Cat or dog person?
Dog.
First thing that you ever marketed?
Myself.
Okay. Dark or milk chocolate?
Milk.
And your favorite word right now?
Ooh, my favorite word. It's a phrase. I hope that counts.
Yeah, totally.
I am okay.
Nice. That's a great one. I am okay. Last charity you supported financially or with your time and why?
Yeah. The last thing I supported was a mutual aid. So I have a couple friends in New York who organize kind of privately just amongst ourselves. And we have this group going every month. So that's what I contributed to last.
That is awesome. What's a movie that you just love? You could watch over and over and over again.
The Notebook.
Nice. That's great. That's two great Canadians starring in that.
You're so right. Yeah, I forgot that they were Canadian. You know, I'm half Canadian.
Okay.
I didn't even mention this, but yes.
Okay. That's cool to know. That's amazing. that's great. Favorite song or album on repeat right now?
That's a hard one. Mm-hmm. I know this is rapid fire.
That's okay.
Favorite song right now. I'm really into Megan Thee Stallion right now. Yeah, not a specific song, just basically all her stuff. I put it on in the morning for my workout and it gets me there.
Perfect. That's great. If you weren't doing this job, what would you be doing?
I would be doing theater full time.
Amazing. Favorite app on your phone, and an app that you just can't live without?
Unfortunately, Instagram.
Yeah.
I love Instagram.
I imagine you're probably an internal person being like, Instagram Live, go Instagram Live, StreamYard, work with Instagram Live.
Yes, I really do want that integration to happen so bad.
No, it's awesome. The couple times when I was at airport with a coworker and we were going to Toronto, I went live like at 11 at night or something, just randomly, and that was like, I've never had so many people come up. Like it was hilarious because I guess that's when people are just tired and scrolling and it's like talking about what I packed in my bag, but
And they're all like, hey, yeah, I love that. Yeah.
It's great. Favorite children's book?
Ooh, there's one that Amanda Gorman just released, but I can't remember the title of it.
Okay.
But it's her latest, the poet laureate, Amanda Gorman. Yeah.
Perfect. That's great. We're going to find that out. We're going to Google that. Best thing you ever bought for under $10?
That's a great question. I think this is so random, but my keychain.
Yeah.
I have this special keychain on my keys that was super cheap, but I like look at it every day and I really love it.
That's awesome. That's great. Here's one. Best and maybe the most important thing that you ever changed your mind about.
I would say that I can't do things. Mm-hmm. I think I grew up with certain assumptions about myself. Mm-hmm. And specifically as it relates to tech, I grew up just being like, you know, I'm artistic, I'm creative. I can't do science. I can't do tech. I can't understand that side of things. But now I'm literally working in tech and I'm the head of production. So I had to reject some of those can'ts in order to get here. And long answer.
No, that's great. That's incredible. Business or marketing book that you'd recommend?
Yes, I have two. The first one is The Defining Decade by Meg J. is her name, Meg J. And this is really important for entrepreneurs in their 20s specifically.
Okay. Yes.
I read this right out of college as I was sort of like figuring out where I wanted to go, what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And it's called The Defining Decade. It's really helpful to, you know, kind of steer your path. The other one, I don't know if this is a business book, but I think it's really useful. Atomic Habits by James Clear.
Yeah.
That was revolutionary for me, especially working from home. Just figuring out how to like structure your life and create habits that sustain and support the kind of person and the kind of employee and the kind of parent and whatever kind of person you want to be.
That's awesome. That's great. Podcast that you'd recommend to listeners.
Yes. It's called Unlocking Us. Okay. My favorite podcast, Unlocking Us by Brené Brown.
Nice.
She talks to different authors and different, celebrities and creators, and talks about like their internal life. And it's a lot about empathy and how do we move through the world and how do we navigate certain problems. And I found it very, very inspiring and comforting in this current moment.
Yeah, that's awesome. Newsletter or website that you recommend for resources, inspiration?
Mm-hmm. I love Morning Brew.
Yeah,
it's an email subscription. I like to be informed about the news, but I find some other like news sites a little jarring, like first thing in the morning.
So
I've subscribed to Morning Brew and they give kind of like a nice smattering of current events and news and finance stuff, stocks, like all in one kind of daily inbox read. Yeah.
And they have a nice little nephew named Marketing Brew as well that I enjoy.
Yes, they do. Yeah.
It's awesome. No, it's really cool. Life hack that you'd be willing to share?
Life hack. Oh, I have so many. I think my biggest one, this ties back to my favorite word, but that I said a phrase, I am okay.
Yeah.
The life hack is if you're not like your number one cheerleader, then it makes it a lot more difficult to be successful in your life or to like, you know, go through life the way that we want to. And this is something that I always like, I'm constantly working on. This is like, if I'm right with myself, then I feel like I can be right in the world and I can, you know, move forward with grace and with compassion and with energy and motivation and understanding and patience. But if I don't have those qualities and show them to myself, then it's a lot harder to move in the world the way I want to. So I spend a lot of time on self-care and speaking to myself in a very specific, very kind way. And I'm very diligent about doing that because it's easy to drop into self-criticism, especially when you're a motivated person and you have goals and, you know, if you fail, it can be really hard.
Yeah.
But that's a part of life. So speaking to yourself with care is really important to me.
Wow.
That's my life hack.
Yeah. Now, you've seen a lot of people hired at StreamYard. You've seen people applying for jobs. What do you think is really required for this kind of new collar workforce and kind of this new economy? What are skills that people need to work on?
That's a great question. I would say two things. Mm-hmm. First two things that come to mind. The first one is teamwork.
Yes.
And that is, I mean, maybe that's obvious, but I think especially in the virtual realm, like when, if you're working remote,
yeah,
it's hard to be a team player because you can feel really disconnected and you can feel like, I don't even know who, I haven't even met my teammates, like how, but making teamwork a priority. And like with that, I think comes flexibility and that's really important. And the other thing I would say is just kind of taking each day as it comes. Because I think in the workforce, it can be very overwhelming, especially being remote. And it's like, okay, what happens next? Like, I don't, what does this job even entail? I haven't met anyone. I'm just here in my house. But like, just take each day as it comes and like put your best foot forward. And if you're flexible and if you're willing and you're able to sort of adapt to the company culture and to, you know, what your team needs of you, there's no way to not succeed, I think.
It's amazing. Kelsey, those that want to get onto StreamYard, try StreamYard out, where can they go and what can we offer special to our listeners and viewers?
Yeah. Great question. So you can go to StreamYard.com/signup to make a free account. And then we can also offer discounts on, we can offer a free trial, like a week free trial, like upgraded. And then we can also offer discounts on our annual plans. So if you do your free trial and you're like, love this, we have some different discount options on the annual plans. So for that, go to StreamYard.com/contact and you can find all our contact info. We have a live chat where you can go in and ask the questions and they'll be able to help you with the registration and the free trial and all of that.
It's amazing. Kelsey, we started out as a free trial and then upgraded right away because we realized the free is awesome. And then if you want to stream to more channels than just, I think, one or two is what the free comes with.
Right.
It's totally worth it. I'm so excited to see what comes next. I am thrilled that you make it literally so easy, so simple, so uncomplicated, so affordable, and just accessible for everyone to be able to stream whatever goodness they have to the world.
Thank you for saying that. Yeah, I can't take credit for that, but I will say that that is the reason that I continue to work here and that I have, stayed along for the ride, because I really believe in the platform and what it can do and how accessible it is and easy to use. And they also are just it's a great community. Like, they really take care of their employees, which is super important and not to be taken for granted. So I'm super thankful to be a part of the team and to just have seen, like, from basically day one to now, how much has happened. It's exciting. I'm excited to see where we go in the future.
That's awesome. Well, thank you for everyone joining us on an early Monday morning here on the West Coast. It is just after lunch on the East Coast, Eastern Standard Time, Newfoundland time as well. You are having your afternoon tea, I imagine, in Newfoundland, sitting on the Atlantic. And those that are listening on the podcast, this is really cool to be able to do a live, because I've always wanted to do a live podcast recording, but by the time I got around to organizing any, stuff happened. Life happened a couple years ago. And so now I think there's a couple coming up that I'm excited to try this, but I think this allows me and all of us to do a live studio. What's the term? Because it's film before a live studio audience. Do you say film before a live social media audience? That's what you say,
you
right?
You can say that, yeah.
That's the new saying. That's the new,
yeah. Sometimes and social media audience.
I think that's cool. I think, and there's a vibrancy of a live interview, because I think there's going to be times when the brand is like, well, no, we've got to listen to it first and pass it by PR and our 7 filters of approvals.
Right.
But I will have guests that will allow this, and this is great for everyone's sake.
I think so too. Even if you're just recording internally and then you use the audio later, just the our experience of being able to, like, I can see your face you know, I can see your body language and all of that, like, that adds to my experience as a podcast guest. And then, you know, you use the audio later and you don't even need to use the video, but just like internally, I think having the video component is really useful.
That's awesome. This was great. Thank you, everyone, for joining us this week on Marketing News Canada. Filmed before a live social media audience. This was Kelsey with StreamYard. Reach out to StreamYard.com for all of your live streaming needs. And Kelsey, as well, if you have a live production that you'd like help with, she can do consultations and support. An incredible help in, I think, which is still a new arena of broadcasting. So, and if you're going to go hybrid, again, same thing. She's able to help you even with a hybrid model. So
I'm your gal. Yeah, reach out. StreamYard.com/contact. My website, KelseyBenz.com. You'll get all the info you need there.
It's amazing. Thank you so much for joining us this week on Marketing News Canada. And we'll see you next time on the show.
Thanks for listening to Marketing News Canada. For more episodes and other great stories from Canadian marketers, visit MarketingNewsCanada.com. All episodes are recorded in the Jelly Marketing Studio, thanks to our producer, Chris Penner, and editors Travis Jeffers and The Podfather.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.